sat in the airport bar, he was wearing his father's tie. And his eyes looked into my eyes so far whenever the words ran dry. Behind the lash and the circles blue, he looked as only a priest can.
Dulcimer from the Appalachian Mountains in America. It's a truly American folk instrument, right? And this was made for me by a girl named Joellen, who's from California. She does beautiful work. Just she's used all kinds of beautiful woods. Purple Heart for the sides and Cocoburro, which is kind of a ripply orange wood for the back. And for the sound hole, she's carved little stylized swallows. And on the tuning head, there's a hawk and a This is the 12th one that she's built, and everybody's always waiting for the next one that she does, you know? As far as the origin of it goes, there's some confusion. Some people say that the Scots, when they came to the Appalachians, were longing for their bagpipes, you know? So they built this thing because it had lots of drones to it. And some people say that, indeed, it was the Swedes who, longing for their zither, created it. Other people say that one day they just took a fiddle and stretched it out and put it on their lap, and anyway, here it is, the Appalachian dulcimer. And you can tune it any way you want to, just like any instrument, like the guitar or the piano. Now I'm going into a tuning now that I call Matla tuning, because I found it as well as the song I'm going to play in Matla, Crete.